It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
In 2012, scientists identified the brain's waste disposal system and called it the glymphatic system. Until that point, no one really understood how neurotoxic waste were removed from the brain, as unlike the rest of our body that uses the lymphatic system for such janitorial duties. Now, the brain doesn't have the lymph fluid, and the fluid that cleanses our tissues and eliminates toxins and microbes. So, who cares about the lymphatic system? I do, because you know what? You know, you should as well, because once you know that the brain cleans, how the brain cleans out and recharges itself, there are natural remedies you can use to help with those processes. And keep in mind that the toxins that are being cleansed out include harmful beta amyloid proteins that are the markers for Alzheimer's disease. And of course, there are other types of toxins related to degenerative diseases. So today on Nature's Secret, I am going to talk to you about how you can help your brain naturally remove toxins, regenerate new cells, and heal. Now, we're going to be talking about how to oxygenate your brain and improve circulation in order to reverse brain age-related memory loss and cognitive decline. So what is the glymphatic system, and how does it keep our brain in an optimal state? Now, our brain cells, mitochondria, which is the energy centers inside each nerve cell, now these are used to remove cellular waste from the brain cell itself. And then those wastes are drained from the brain via this cerebral spinal fluid, CSF. This is a very, very important fluid, and it's a clear, colorless fluid that fills and surrounds the brain and spinal cord. It supports as a mechanical barrier against trauma and shock, and it actually is made by the ventricles of the brain. These are the little pockets within the brain that provides lubrication between the bones and the cranium, as well as the spine. The cerebral spinal fluid is within the brain and the spinal cord. So super important to have healthy CSF. In addition, it transports metabolic waste. It also removes antibodies out of that area, chemicals, pathological toxins, and products away from the brain and spinal cord into the bloodstream so that it can be disposed properly throughout the body. And on top of removing these wastes, the glymphatic system also distributes glucose, sugar, for energy production, amino acids for healing of tissue and building blocks of protein synthesis, and lipids and other important compounds throughout the brain. So, super important, and the scientists believe that all forms of neurodegenerative diseases, including Alzheimer's disease, may be caused by the brain's inability to get rid of these wastes. And that the glymphatic system, if it fails to remove these wastes, then you're going to have much more rapid aging. You might have all other forms of inflammation and, of course, diseases. All right? So if you want, what do we want to do? How do we get the glymphatic system to work better? There's one thing you can do right away, and that's to sleep more. Scientists use all forms of different types of techniques where they found that mice, if the mice were asleep, the space within the brain where the cerebral spinal fluid is made and between the cells, those tissues, that it actually increases as much as 60% and allows more CSF, cerebral spinal fluid, to flow. It removes more waste, they found, as well as making it more efficient. And they found that if the mice were awake, there's absolutely no increase in those spaces between the cells, and that the cerebral spinal fluid barely moves. So waste products were not able to be discarded. So super important that we sleep. Sleep, how do we do it? You know what? A lot of us struggle with sleep. It's one of the biggest lifestyle issues in America and across globally. So if you want, you can get more information on how to have a better night's sleep, and you can go to my website, drsuzanne.com/sleep. I have a great article there, gives you so many great strategies to get better sleep. I want more sleep. That's exactly what the title is of my article. So what's the next step? We want to oxygenate your brain to reverse brain aging. Along with keeping neurotoxins flushed out of your brain, improving your blood flow, and keeping a steady flow of oxygen, O2 in your system can reduce inflammation and keep your brain refreshed and at an optimal functioning level. Now, did you know that your brain uses 3 times more oxygen than your muscles? That's right. And the fastest way to get more oxygen into your brain is actually breathing. Breathing. I call it my 4-6 breathing rule. You want to breathe through your nose and only through your nose, not through your mouth. The nose is essential. Okay, so 4-6 breathing rule means you inhale 4 seconds in and you exhale for 6 seconds out. So inhale 4 seconds in and exhale 6 seconds out. And at the same time, you don't want to be breathing through your chest as much as you breathe through your belly. This is called diaphragmatic breathing, and that really improves the oxygenation into your cell. And you know, in addition to the belly breath, how important it is for the oxygen for your brain, the belly breath will circulate and the belly breath will massage, I should say, it massages your lymphatic system in your gut. And that lymphatic system will actually help move the toxins out all throughout your body. So it's super important for circulation and of course oxygenating your brain. So you know, I talk a lot about toxins, because the toxins are what your lymphatic system wants to remove. And it's important to be able to, of course, the lifestyle that leads to poor oxygenation, such as you gotta, you know, remove the toxin chemicals out of your environment. If you're constantly sneezing and allergic and you're congested all the time, how can you breathe? How can you do the breathing technique? You just don't, and you lack oxygen. So we wanna remove all toxins in your environment, use an air purifier, HEPA filter, of course, with carbon filtration, and don't smoke, of course. That just reduces the amount of oxygen going into the brain and the rest of your body. We all know that smoking will age you rapidly. In my book, The 7-Day Algae Makeover, we talk a lot about these step-by-step approaches to cleaning out your lifestyle environment. Now, what's next in getting that brain oxygenated? Well, my goodness, you've got to move that cerebral spinal fluid, then you got to move your body to do that as well. The body is important, and the more movement you go through, the better it is. Now, amino acids and other compounds get distributed better if you start to move as well. I'm talking about getting that body going. Now, little changes can add up. So if you sit at work, you know, stand up. Like right now when I'm talking to you on the Wellness for Life show, I'm actually standing up. And that's a great way to be able to move more and get the body flowing. Now, what I do every morning is I start my day with my BBT body balancing technique, which is something that I've developed over 10 years ago after learning Korean yoga, Qigong, and from a Kung Fu Shaolin master. So what I want you to do is there's a lot of activating points, and it only takes 5 minutes to do the BBT. And if you want to get the downloadable video, it's on my online store at drsuzanne.com/BBT. So another thing is, of course, exercise. We really got to get more oxygen. The harder you breathe, the more you breathe, the more muscles that you're contracting, relaxing, that will increase the blood flow to your brain as well. So exercise is it. Now, what else? We've got to use supplements. I use supplements. And the thing that I love is GPC, glycerophosphocholine. And glycerophosphocholine is pretty much my number one superpower food. And what it does is it increases acetylcholine neurotransmitter and improves the nerve conduction for memory and cognitive function. So it's going to definitely prevent memory loss, dementia. Again, a lot of people talk about omega-3s, of course, and that's going to enhance the DHA, of course, and enhance your cognitive decline. Pycnogenol is an awesome formula that also helps and improves blood flow. EGCG and resveratrol, those are my 2 super antioxidants I talk about all the time to help you with neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's. So you just got your all to-do list right now, and the next 24 hours, get good night's sleep, breathe through your nose, and eat a healthy diet. This is Dr. Suzanne, dedicating to help you on Wellness for Life Radio and Radio MD. Stay well.